Good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like it's going to be an interesting day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of cloudy out there. We hope you're having a great day this morning. Our guest this morning is Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner with Alberts and Haling CPAs, and we're going to be talking about starting up a business this morning. So if you're listening and you're interested in that, stay tuned, and we'll give out the phone numbers. You'll be able to call in and ask a few questions. Kurt's pretty experienced in this area, and we're very grateful for his support of SCORE and the BizTalk program. Well, SCORE is a national organization. We have a chapter here in the Appleton area. We call it the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're headquartered at the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton, and our website is foxcities.score.org. And we provide free mentoring and assistance, advisory services to business owners and those who are looking to start up. We have about 45 mentors who are all business people with expertise in various fields, including marketing, IT, HR, strategic planning, manufacturing, retailing, banking, and cash flow. If you have issues or if you have challenges in any of those areas, please consider contacting SCORE at foxcities.score.org. When you go to the website, you'll be able to click on a little button that says Request for Assistance. Click on that button, fill out the form, and try to be as articulate as you can about the nature of your need. That way we can match up the right mentor to you, and you should hear from that mentor probably within 3 to 5 days. Schedule an appointment, and remember, it's all free. We also do not just work on one meeting with our clients. We will stay on as long as it is helpful for you, and sometimes that goes for a number of years. We can also team up with each other. So we're a great resource for business owners and those who'd like to start up. In addition to doing the mentoring, we also have a series of training programs and seminars that we do throughout the year. And Randy's going to fill us in with what's coming up. We've got something right around the corner, Randy.
All right. Coming up this Wednesday is the start of the Simple Steps program. It's still open. It's not too late to register. If you're out there and you have been thinking about starting your business, mm-hmm. aren't sure, got a couple questions about what do I have to know, what do I have to do, what is the first thing I should start in, and that's some of the stuff we're going to be talking a little bit about today with Kurt, but we're going to go into it in a lot of detail at the first session, and that's going to be on Wednesday the 16th. It's going to be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe, and it's from right downtown.
Yep.
If you're going to attend, we recommend you park in one of the ramps.
Yep.
It will be from 8 until 12:30. It's $25, includes coffee, scones, which if you know the Copper Rock is fantastic
good
with.
Food.
They also are going to include lunch.
Yeah,
and we also will have some experts on hand to talk about different types of businesses. Should I be an LLC? Should I be a S-Corp or some of those questions?
And the neat thing about that session is there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Absolutely.
People come to learn, and it's a place to discover, is this something you want to do, and are you ready for it?
Absolutely. We start off trying to decide what it really takes to be an entrepreneur, how it affects you, your family, the things that you need to really be aware of to get things going. So if you have any thoughts at all about becoming an entrepreneur, starting a business, have an invention, have an idea that you want to pursue, now's the time to sign up for this program.
You do it online, too.
Go right out online. You go to, as you mentioned, the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org. Go out to the chapter events and local programs. Click on there. You can register for this one session, $25. Or you can register for all five, $25 each, or you can mix and match, pick
yep.
and choose.
Yep.
And the five sessions will be running then the following four weeks, Wednesday evenings, and those will be the evenings of July 23rd, 30th. August the 6th and August 13th, and those are the sessions then that will cover things like business concepts, marketing, financial planning, and funding sources.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for those of you to just get a good start, this first program is really an excellent place to get going.
And there's more information on each of the segments on the website at foxcities.score.org.
Absolutely.
Yep. Good.
So That's going to happen.
Yep.
Coming up on September the 17th, mm-hmm. we're going to have Kurt Haling and two other specialists that we've had in town before to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, mm-hmm. where it's at, what's happening as of that point, and what mm-hmm. you need to know to be able to plan and move on through 2015.
Yeah, Linda Hines is the keynote speaker. She's an expert on this topic. She's recognized nationally for her knowledge. She does a lot of training of insurance brokers and insurance salespeople around the country, and she has a whole list of small businesses she works with.
Right.
So she's a great authority on this topic. And the theme of the seminar is, how do you apply what's going on with the Affordable Care Act to your situation?
Right.
We had a great turnout on May 6th.
So correct.
And the group wanted to have an encore presentation. We're bringing everybody back on
right.
September
so
17th. That's going to be where?
That'll be held out at the Bordini Center, mm-hmm. at the Venture Center by the Fox Valley Tech. It's $15 mm-hmm. for the entire program. And again, that one starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes through until 11. So
registration at 7:30?
Start at 7:30, right.
And they can sign up on the website.
And definitely on the website. The other yep. thing about it, too, is the format is going to be the same as it was. That'll be about 2/3 of the program is going to be informational, but then the balance of the program is open Q&A, questions and answers yep. that you have. So load them up, come up with some good questions that you have, things that you feel you really need to know. So that's coming up
in
September
fact,
17th.
When you do register, you can submit a question that you're interested
that's
in.
That's right.
And then the panel will get that ahead of time, and we can address those topics during the presentation.
Right.
But that day, we start something else.
That was what I was going to mention. One last thing.
Yeah.
Tony, you didn't mention that, of course, the SCORE chapter covers an 8-county area. That area includes Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, out over into the Red Granite area, into Washera County, Green Lake County. And so for the people down in the southern part of the our district, we are going to be holding the Simple Steps program. All five classes will be down in the Fond du Lac area starting September the 17th in the evening, and we'll be running 5 weeks in a row down there. We'll have a little bit more information about that coming out, but right now it looks like it'll be held at the Moraine Park Technical College. Again, the prices will be the same as they are now, $25 for each program. You can register for one or all five, and that starts September 17th in the Fond du Lac area. A lot more information will be coming out down there.
And then following up every week for 5 weeks.
Correct.
Yep. Good.
So well, we're going to be kind of busy there for a while.
SCORE is busy, and we work with a lot of partners like Kurt Haling in the community, and we bring a lot of information to the business community. We're always interested in what you think, so if you have any thoughts on what we're doing at the SCORE chapter, if you have any ideas of things you'd like to see us cover, please contact us at foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the chamber office at 920-734-7101. I'd like to thank our sponsors at this point in our show. We couldn't do this program without them, and we really appreciate their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, and our guest this morning is Kurt Haling. Epiphany Law, Kevin Iceman and his team over there at Epiphany Law, a business law boutique. That's all they do is business law. We'd like to thank our brand new sponsor. Our newest sponsor is Bank First National. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you. And we welcome your support, and thank you for that. Bank First National is locating on West Wisconsin Avenue where the old Paradise Club used to be. And that was an old landmark that's gone now, and a new landmark is replacing it. Bank First National is moving into Appleton, and they're out of Manitowoc. Also want to thank eBiz Results over in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher and his gang built the biztalkwithscore.com website. If you'd like to listen to previously recorded programs, you can visit us at biztalkwithscore.com, and we go back about 3 years on archived programs. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, for $20 a year, you really should be subscribed to the Business News, because it does bring a lot of pertinent information of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. Well, with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We're going to come back and talk to Kurt Haling about starting up a business. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. Welcome aboard and stay tuned because our show this morning is going to be with Kurt Haling. Kurt is a principal owner in Alberts and Haling CPAs with offices in Appleton and Green Bay. And he's here to talk to us this morning about starting a business. We'll give out the phone number in a moment. But first, good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
A little about yourself and your firm.
Well, we've been around now for since 1998, mm-hmm. and with offices here in the Valley and up in Green Bay. My partner Jim Alberts runs that office. We're a full-service CPA firm, work with individuals, work with small businesses, obviously on the startup stage, which we're going to talk about a little bit more, all the way through maturing, hiring first employees, and everything that goes along with the payroll process and everything associated with that, all the way through to the point where you're ready to transition the business, either closing it down, hopefully under your own terms, or transitioning it to key employees, selling it to another company, whatever the situation might be.
So you help business owners with business tax issues, personal tax issues, estate planning, and you take them basically through that process, through the life of their business.
Yeah, and what we really try and do is simplify it so that we can sit down with business owners and explain these things in layman's terms. We try not to get too technical with them. We understand the technical, but to quote chapter and verse of the IRS code, number one, people don't understand the technicalities behind it, and number two, it puts them right to sleep, quite honestly.
Right.
And so what we really try and do is take those technicalities and break them down into how does this apply to your business? What do you need to worry about?
Mm-hmm. And Kurt, how long have you guys been doing this now?
We've been doing this since 98. So,
Yep. Okay. So you got a couple years experience for everybody back there.
You also have a website, Kurt, and where can folks reach you?
The website is alberts-haling-cpas.com, alberts-haling-cpas.com. Our phone number in the Valley is 920-886-2241, Green Bay 920-405-8549.
Great. And if someone is thinking of starting up a business, can they come in and talk to you and see – you know, what if, because it's not an engagement at that point. It's like, I need a CPA. My banker said I need a CPA, or my wife said I need a CPA. Can they come in and talk to you about things like that?
Absolutely, they can sit down. And we'll do a free initial consultation, kind of get a feel for, you know, what are you looking to do, how are you looking to do it, when are you looking to do it. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the things we're going to talk about later on today about what are things you need to think about as you go through that startup process. You know, what do you need to think about from a tax standpoint, from a structure standpoint? If you're going to have multiple people involved with your ownership, what do you need to worry about there? What do you need to worry about before you go to the bank from a finance standpoint? And, you know, what are you going to need to bring into the business versus what's a bank willing to finance? What do you need to think about maybe from a liability standpoint and talking with an insurance person? What do you need to talk to an attorney about? Those sorts of things. So we can kind of kick those ideas back. We can't necessarily do all of it for you necessarily, and obviously mm-hmm. in a free initial consultation we don't, but we can get you pointed in the right direction so that you're not spinning around circles and saying, well, what do I need to do and where do I need to go with all this stuff? Because it can be pretty daunting to people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of our clients look at it as an overwhelming question, and yet if you break it down, like you say, you can't eat the elephant all at once. So if you take the parts and pieces, figure out all where each one fits in, and how your firm and other partners can help you, and how SCORE can help you get the game going.
Well, and that's one of the things that can help is, you know, we can send people over to somebody like SCORE, get them involved with something like the Simple Steps program. If it's appropriate, maybe we could send them over to a professional business plan developer like a Quick Start or somebody like that. It really depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. And so in those situations, we kind of evaluate and say, well, here's what you need to worry about. And thinking about, you know, who else do you need to talk to? You know, we mentioned the attorney, we mentioned the insurance person. Probably the last person you should be talking about in this scenario is the bank, because that's really, you need to have all your ducks in a row before you even go talk to the bank.
That's right. Well, we're going to take our first quick break right here, Kurt. We'll be back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, and we hope you call in with some questions this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back this morning. We're sitting here talking with Kurt Haling. Kurt is a principal in the firm Albertson Haling CPAs with offices in Appleton and Green Bay. And we're going to be talking about starting a business this morning, so I'll give out the phone numbers real quickly. It's 281-1150 in the Appleton area, 281-1150. Give us a call. And if you're outside the Appleton area, call us at 866-887-1150. Kurt, when people want to start up a business, there's a lot of things that are going on in their minds, and some of these ideas start out in a garage. They start out at the table. It could come from anywhere. What are some of the things that they need to consider? But I'd like, before you answer that question, I just want to make this statement, I think, that if someone's thinking of starting a business, don't be afraid to talk to a Kurt Haling or a CPA. And if there's going to be a couple bucks for that time, it's worth it, because it can be much more expensive later on if you don't know what you're doing. And I can say from personal experience that your firm doesn't really deal with surprise billings. You don't send out surprise billings to people.
No, we really do our best to avoid the surprises on the billing, and we try and be upfront with everybody as much as possible to what we charge, when we charge, and what you're going to get billed for. But one of the things that can help keep your bill down is having those upfront conversations, because one of the worst things that can happen is somebody comes to us in February or March and says, oh, by the way, I started a business, and oh, by the way, here's what I did.
And it's December 15th now.
And it's December 15th, or worse yet, it's January or February 15th, and the year's already done.
Right.
So these upfront planning type things can really make a big difference from the standpoint of not only our fees, but how you manage your business and how your business performs and whether the business is successful or not.
What are some of the primary considerations that you've seen businesses come to you with when they're looking to start a business? Someone wants to start a business. What's the starting point?
Well, when you think about it, I guess the thing about from a negative perspective, I mean, we all hear the statistics about, 50% of all businesses fail in the first couple of years, that sort of thing. And the reason for that is if you think about a business as a three-legged stool, the one stool is the production side of things. People don't go out of business because they don't know their product or their industry. Usually that's part of the reason that they go into their business, because they think they can do it a little bit better. But the other two sides of the stool, one is sales and marketing, and the other one is the administrative side, which is where the accounting, the payroll, those sorts of things come into play. And those two sides of the stool are really what can make or break a business. So when you're thinking about your business and you're putting together your business plan, get your arms around what all your costs are going to be, your overhead costs, everything from insurance to utilities and office supplies and everything else, as well as your materials, any payroll you're going to have, and then what's it going to take from a sales number to cover all those costs. Then you got to scratch your head and say, okay, where am I going to get all those sales from? And you need to really be realistic about this, because anybody that's thinking about starting a business probably watches Shark Tank, and you watch people go on Shark Tank and the sharks fire questions at them, and they can't handle the questions of why are people going to buy this product? Why are people going to choose you for their service? What sets you apart? Why you? Mm-hmm. So when you have you got to be able to honestly answer that question, and from a lender standpoint, if you're going to a bank, you've got to be able to answer that question to them also, because they're investing in you also. In addition to that, from the administrative standpoint, you've got the payroll side of things, and you need to make sure you stay on top of that, because your employees are going to get paid, and you're going to have payroll taxes, and the government's going to want to make sure that you pay those.
Never borrow from the government.
Right. Never borrow from the government. That's one of the worst things you can do, and it can get you. That's the one that can literally get you landed in jail.
Yep.
But those are things that, those are the sides of things where that'll make or break a business, and where what can ultimately lead to a business's failure.
Yeah, one of the things that I hear from a client every once in a while is, why do I have to think about accounting or taxes? I'm just starting up. I don't, why would I want to think about that now? And what do you tell them at that point? Why do I need to think about it the day I start, not February 15th?
Because what's going to happen is ultimately you're going to have to report this income and expense.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously better sooner and in a timely basis than later, but you're also going to want to have an understanding. Are you making money? Are you losing money? If you're making money, what's the tax impact going to be? If you're losing money, you've also got a tax impact, so you can actually, you know, take the loss on your tax return, and and how much of the loss can you take, and some of that depends on your structure and everything as well. And we'll talk about tax structure a little bit also. But how does that all play into your overall tax situation and being able to understand where you're at and understanding where your business finances are at? It's basically a scorecard to know where you're, how you're doing.
One of the things, again, too, is you need a way to keep track of that. A lot of people will come to us and say, okay, fine, what should I use as far as a system, you know, an accounting system or a bookkeeping system? Is there any really good one for a startup, or is there a whole mixed bag, or how do you approach
there's
that?
A lot of good ones for startups, and the price of these computerized systems has come down dramatically over the course of years. Most startups are not going to have to spend thousands of dollars on an accounting software. 99% of them are not going to need to spend more than $1,000 on an accounting software. You can you can go get QuickBooks at Sam's or someplace like that, or a Peachtree system or something like that, for a matter of a couple hundred bucks, maybe 400 if you've got inventory or something like that.
Why do I want to do that right away?
You need to do that right away, and I say need to because you need to get that set up as opposed to trying to backtrack and collect all this data and information after the fact in February when you're trying to figure out what happened to your year. When you're in February, and you're trying to figure out what happened in July, it's not going to happen. You're not going to, you can't remember what you had for lunch on Tuesday.
That shoebox full of notes and stuff doesn't help much at that point.
No, you don't remember what happened. You don't remember how you did it. You don't remember why you did it.
Kurt, are you basically suggesting that the business owner look ahead and do a budget?
Oh, absolutely, do a budget. And
projections.
Yes, do a budget, but even on top of that, even if you didn't do a budget, which you should do a budget, you still need to have an understanding of what happened historically.
Exactly.
And then having a budget allows you to compare that historical information to what your plan was and how are you doing, what's working, what isn't, what do you need to change.
You know what the metrics are to measure, so you know where you're successful, where you're not successful, and why.
Right, and understand the why of it, because are you making the margin, yes or no, on it? Are you making, you know, if you're not making the margin, what's happening? Are your costs too high? Are your payroll costs too high?
Inefficient, whatever.
Inefficient, whatever it might be.
Now, the difficult part for someone starting a business is getting the money to fund the business.
Right.
Lenders today are very wary of a startup business because, as you pointed out, there's no record, there's no history, there's no indicator of what the business will do. So what lenders look at is a couple things. They look at the personal credit score. And if the personal credit score is satisfactory or really good, that's a pretty good indication that if they keep their personal house in order, their business house will be in order as well. The other thing they look at is what you talked about is the budget. And what are the sales going to be? What are the costs going to be? And what's the explanation for the numbers in the budget?
And the explanation is the biggest thing, because how are you going to achieve those sales numbers? How are you going to control these costs? Where are you getting your information for these costs? You know, anybody can put together an Excel spreadsheet, but it's really the source behind it that tells.
When it comes to that also, that's one of the biggest problems or questions that I face when I'm talking to clients too, is I need all this information. Where do I get it, number one? But also, how do I make sure it's, quote, right? Do I have to be exact with everything on my forecasting? Do I have to know exactly that this is what the utilities are going to be, exactly what this is going to be? How do I get it close enough and still make sense out of it?
You may not necessarily have to be exact, but you better have a pretty good idea. And like I say, if you've got an understanding of the product and the industry you're getting into, you probably have a pretty good idea of what the material costs are going to be. You probably have a pretty good idea, if you're going to have employees, what the payroll costs are going to be. We can help you with, okay, if your payroll costs are going to be X, then here's what you got to worry about for payroll taxes. An insurance person can help you with what work comp's going to be and those sorts of things. So that's where you can get some of your professionals involved and answer those sorts of questions.
Question like sales tax.
Exactly. And do I need to charge sales tax or not? And if so, you know, on what side, or how much, and those sorts of things. So that's where you can get your professionals involved. So those core costs like that, if from an industry and understanding your product, you've got to be able to get your arms around those pretty well. And most people have at least a fundamental idea of that.
And you can demonstrate that with the assumption, with that explanation that's written down.
Exactly.
If you understand it, it's going to make sense to a lender. It'll make sense to a CPA. It'll make sense to a business partner.
And as much detail as you can put into that explanation, the better, because that only gives you this more support of your understanding. So
it makes it more credible.
A lot of times the business owner understands it, but they have a hard time articulating it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can get somebody to sit down and help you with that articulation of, and especially if you're dealing with multiple product lines or things like that, it might be hard for you to quantify that or put it down on paper. Mm-hmm. But once you're able to do that, and if you need to work with somebody on getting that quantified, sometimes you look at and say, oh, gee, I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think in going through this process with a CPA, the business owner will probably have to pay the CPA some money, and that should be established up front, but that should be budgeted too. The business owner ought to allow so much money to help develop all this basis for moving ahead with the business.
Right. A lot of these startup costs with the accountant or with the attorney or anybody that's helping you along that line need to be factored in. Sometimes they can get factored into the borrowing. A lot of times they have to get paid for out of pocket. But
it's an investment.
It's an investment, and it's worth paying that money up front in order to get things done properly, so you don't end up with a more expensive issue down the road.
You had some pretty expensive mistakes. I always say we make decisions every day, but we want to keep our tuition as low as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if we make an uninformed decision, it can be pretty expensive for us.
Yeah. And one of the other things is to develop that consistency in what you're putting down. if you call it an expense today, this is an expense tomorrow, and you can't keep changing horses as you go along. Develop what it is if you're going to call this particular thing part of your fixed expenses, it's always going to be there, and that's the time to start right away so you can develop that consistency.
And that's a big deal from the standpoint, one of the things that's going to come into play at some point, too, is you may be one of the lucky 1% who gets a love letter from our friends at the IRS, and they're going to want to look through this as well and make sure that they can make sense, heads or tails, mm-hmm. out of what your records are, and are you being consistent with how you're doing things.
Kurt, let's talk a little bit about what you've seen lately in terms of startup businesses. There are a lot of folks out there who are across the board in age. It's not just young people. It's folks who are in their 50s and 60s starting businesses today. What sort of businesses are you seeing starting up?
It's really interesting. Like you say, we've seen some people in their 50s and 60s that are maybe getting downsized out of jobs, and maybe they're quote-unquote too expensive for their employer. A lot of times they end up getting into consulting services or something like that, something in the industry that they know about. And some of these people have found a real freedom from that because they're not confined to the job that they were at. They're not confined to the employer they're at. They can, set their own hours, sometimes for better or worse. But it's a change for them because it's a change in mentality for them also, because now with that freedom comes a fair amount of responsibility on things like we talked about with the record keeping what can I deduct? What can't I deduct? How do I do this? And those sorts of questions.
You seeing any startups in manufacturing or?
We're seeing some manufacturing startups. We're seeing it all across the board, retail, everything else. And then on the flip side of it, I've got what I call my young entrepreneurs club. I've got several that I'm working with that are 30, 35 and under. And it's really kind of exciting to see that as well.
I'm a retired guy and I want to join that club, can I join it? I'm young at heart.
Okay.
Or do you have to physically be 35?
What's fun about that though is these guys are getting into some really creative business.
Sure.
One's getting into, I've got a couple that are in the recycling. One's more into papers. One's more into plastics. Now he's doing an offshoot business in the organic farming. I've got a tattoo guy of all things,
really?
Which I really never would have thought I had. He's an interesting story because he didn't always follow the guidelines as far as filing. And he came to me and hadn't filed for a few years.
Filing tax returns.
And it's interesting. My first meeting with him, he had five tattoo parlors going, hadn't filed in several years.
Oops.
And he comes in.
And
this kid is making significant money. And I said, well, how are you doing this? He says, well, during tax season. I said, what do you mean during tax season? And he says, people come in with their tax refund checks, sign them over,
okay,
plunk them down, and get inked up. He says, I make money off other people's irresponsibility. Then he looks at me and he says, I guess you kind of do, though, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Good way to put it. Yeah.
Oh, and you also get that friendly letter, as you mentioned.
Exactly.
Says, hi, I'm from the IRS and I'm
so
here to help.
So we got him caught up. We got him on a payment plan with the IRS, and as he calls it, he's now taking his business legitimate.
Well, that's another service you provide, though, is if someone does get in trouble, whether intentionally or just missed something, they can come to your firm.
Yep.
And I've got a friend, and you know him, and you bailed him out. I mean, you got him back on track, and you worked out the plan with the IRS, and everything worked fine.
Yeah, we've had some good success stories that way, and again, a lot of that situation is being upfront with them and getting things as organized as possible. A lot of times you're scrambling and organizing. But then the next step is, and I've seen this now in a couple situations from the IRS, they're sending out letters saying, okay, this is what we're settling on, but now explain to us what you're going to do differently in the future. And by the way, expect to get audited again in 2 years.
Yeah, they'll be back. They'll be watching.
Yeah.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, finish up our conversation with Kurt this morning. We've been talking about starting a business, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Too much for the business. Too much for the business.
And welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're here with Kurt Haling, who's a principal and one of the owners of Alberts and Haling CPAs with offices in Appleton, Green Bay. We've been talking about starting a new business and things that need to go through. Kurt, what's new?
Well, there's a lot of things that are new, especially things that are always up in the air as far as the IRS and what's going on in Washington and everything like that. One of the things that comes up every couple of years is what they call the tax extenders. There's a lot of tax laws that are due to phase out at the end of years, and then miraculously they end up getting renewed for a couple of years further, and then they have to get renewed again.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, exactly. And typically what happens is, and somewhere between the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, they end up getting renewed. And one of the big things this year is with depreciation. If you're familiar with the first year write-off on equipment, it used to be as much as $500,000 of equipment that you could write off all in 1 year under most circumstances as a small business. Well, that falls back to $25,000 in 2014. That's a huge difference, and that's one of the things that may or may not be extended. There's some certain things going on in Congress right now about those sorts of depreciation issues, but we're 6 months into the year, and we don't know what the rules are going to be for this year yet. So that's one of the things to really keep an eye on, and that's one of those things that if that finally gets passed in the last week of December, it's going to be hard to go out and buy that equipment, get it installed, and get it operational by the end of the year.
So it really can
hamstring a business owner's planning, because how do I know if I'm going to need this? Is it something I need? Well, then you got to buy it. But how do I plan for it from a tax standpoint?
And as you said, it does have to be functioning and operational by the end of the year. You can't just have it in the box.
The letter of the law says it needs to be placed in service.
Yeah.
So it can't just be an order. You can't just have a receipt for it and it gets delivered in February.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult planning. Anything else new?
Well, there's some other items on that extenders list, some that affect individuals, like the teacher's $250 write-off that may or may not be back again, some of these other credits that are out there. One of the other things that they're looking at for individuals is with college planning credits and consolidating some of those, because right now there's three or four different ways that you can get either a deduction or credit for college tuition, and they're trying to simplify that procedure a little bit. That's been kind of a hot button as well. So I expect to see something happen, but at this point, we don't know what. We don't know what they're going to be able to agree on.
Yeah.
That's always an issue. So some of these things, you may hear that it passes Congress, but it may not get signed into law. So it's something to really keep your...
Yep.
Keep
Kurt, one more thing. Give out your phone number and your website again.
The Appland phone number is 886-2241. The website, alberts-hailing-cpas.com.
Okay. And we have a biz tip for you, or you have a biz tip for our audience?
If you're looking at starting your own business, until you do all your upfront planning, don't quit your day job.
Okay.
Good advice.
I also
want to remind the audience that Kurt is one of the participants in the healthcare seminar coming up on September 17. We never even touched on that.
Yeah, we have a list of about 25 things we were going to talk to Kurt about this morning. I think we got three of them. So we'll definitely have to have Kurt come on back and spend another hour doing this and going over some of the questions. And don't be on the other side. Please give us a call during the show so that you can ask some questions of Kurt, because he's got the answers for you.
One more time, Kurt, how can folks get a hold of you?
886-2241 in the Valley, or alberts-hailing-cpas.com.
Okay, we want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Kurt.
Always fun.
It's always informative when you join us, and we appreciate at SCORE, we really appreciate your support and your participation in our seminars and our programs. So thanks, Kurt. Well, that's pretty much our show. Who's our guest next week?
Next week we have Holly Betcher. Holly is with the Whistler's Knoll, which is a wine and
startup business.
And so they're going to be talking about all the fun things that does.
That's our show this morning. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Kurt. And we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.